Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we discussed the efforts of environmental scientist Karen McGlathery to reestablish the natural plant environment in the waters of the Eastern Shore. Today's show, taken from an article published on the Oscar website written by Melissa Mackey, is about evolutionary biologist Laura Galloway. Galloway's work indicates that maternal plants give cues to their offspring, helping them adapt to their environment. Have you ever heard the phrase, "I didn't fall far from the tree"? Well, this can be especially important in the plant world. When habitat changes, animals migrate. But how do immobile organisms like plants cope when faced with alterations to their environment? This is an increasingly important question in light of new environmental conditions brought on by global climate change. Evolutionary biologist Laura Galloway, an associate professor of biology at the University of Virginia, recently completed a study of the American bellflower. This University of Virginia study, published in the November 16th issue of the journal Science, demonstrated that plants grown in the same setting as their maternal plant performed almost 3.5 times better than those raised in a different environment, indicating that maternal plants give cues to their offspring that help them adapt to their environmental conditions. What led to this line of inquiry was, a number of years ago, Galloway observed that plants that had experienced drought had smaller seeds than those that had not. It was this highly visible physiological change within only one generation that intrigued her. This focused Galloway's research on the transmission of environmental information between maternal plants and their offspring. The American bellflower is a native wildflower that commonly grows in both shaded areas and areas that receive full sunlight for at least part of the day. Conducted in a natural habitat at the University of Virginia's Mountain Lake Biological Station in southwest Virginia, Galloway planted some seeds in light conditions similar to their maternal plants, and some in different light. She found that plants growing in the same setting as their maternal plant outperformed those planted in a different environment. Since plant adaptation is typically studied on a permanent genetic level rather than in a direct response to environmental conditions, Galloway's insights are unique. Seeds typically fall close to their maternal plant. They grow in a similar environment. But when seeds are dispersed to different environments, Galloway found that the plants may suffer for one generation. But as long as the seeds of those plants grow locally, their offspring will recover. Galloway said, "We found a temporary mechanism of adaptation to local environmental conditions. Historically, maternal effects have been viewed as a complicating factor, an inconvenience. But we have found that they can dramatically influence the performance of an individual." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. I would like to thank all of you who have joined me this year, exploring many of the topics of research at the University of Virginia. I invite you to join us next week in the new year, when our topic will be the work of UVA physicists Belave S. Shivaram and Adam B. Phillips, and their discovery of record-breaking hydrogen storage materials for use in fuel cells. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.